Welcome to Shadows of Mystery Podcast, Episode 19, The Disappearance of Natalie Holloway. The story of Natalie Holloway has captivated hearts and minds for years. A bright 18-year-old full of potential, Natalie had just graduated from high school when she embarked on a trip to Aruba with her classmates. It was May of 2005, and the trip was meant to be a celebratory moment. Each student looked forward to making memories, enjoying the clear blue waters, and stepping into their futures. However, Natalie never returned home. Her disappearance left an indelible mark on her family, her friends, and the countless individuals who followed the unfolding case. Natalie's absence became a heartbreaking mystery, sparking international attention and prompting extensive search efforts. Despite the pain and uncertainty, her story has inspired a collective determination to advocate for the safety of young travelers and to support families navigating the devastating unknown. Natalie's legacy underscores the power of hope, resilience, and the unyielding pursuit of truth. We begin by painting a picture of Natalie Holloway. She grew up in Mountain Brook, Alabama, a tightly knit community where she was both a strong student and an active young woman in school life. Her love for learning and dedication to her academic achievements earned her a full scholarship to the University of Alabama, where she planned to study pre-med. Friends described Natalie as warm-hearted, ambitious, and guided by a radiant determination to make a difference in the world. Natalie's story took an unexpected turn in May 2005, when she embarked on a celebratory trip to Aruba with her classmates following their high school graduation. What began as a joyful adventure quickly became a heartbreaking mystery when Natalie vanished on the final night of the trip. Despite exhaustive searches and investigations, her disappearance left an indelible mark on the hearts of those who knew her and captured the attention of people around the globe. The strength of her family and community, as they sought answers and rallied for her return, became a testament to the enduring power of love and hope. Through the tragedy of her disappearance, Natalie's legacy continues to inspire others. Her family established the Natalie Holloway Resource Center as a beacon of support and empowerment for individuals and families facing crises abroad. This enduring effort reflects Natalie's own aspirations to make a positive impact in the world. Her story is a reminder of the strength found in unity and the shared determination to create light, even in the darkest moments. Her trip to Aruba was organized as a senior class excursion, offering students one final chance to bond before they went their separate ways for college. For Natalie, this trip symbolized the threshold of adulthood. Family members later explained how excited she was for this opportunity to celebrate alongside her classmates while experiencing the beauty of a new destination. The last known sighting of Natalie was in the early morning of May 30, 2005, outside Iguana Carlos, a popular local nightclub. Witnesses reported that she had left the venue with three individuals named Joran van der Sloot and two brothers, Deepak and Satish Kalpo. The group entered a silver car and drove off into the night, disappearing into the shadows of uncertainty. This marked the beginning of deep anguish and unanswered questions for Natalie's family and the community she called home. Her failure to board her return flight later that day set off alarms. Initially, there was hope that she was simply delayed or sidetracked. However, it quickly became clear that something was gravely wrong. Her belongings were still at the hotel, untouched, and her family knew Natalie to be reliable and considerate. They wasted no time organizing efforts to search for her, traveling to Aruba to lead an investigation that soon mushroomed into a global media sensation. Joran van der Sloot rapidly emerged as a primary suspect. He was among the last known individuals to see Natalie and had conflicting accounts of that night. The Kalpo brothers, who had accompanied them, were also interrogated repeatedly. With each statement, questions about credibility and truthfulness further muddied the waters of the case. Despite their public insistence of innocence, suspicions lingered. Investigators extended their reach, pursuing leads across the island and sifting through contradictory reports, attempting to piece together the truth of what had happened during those pivotal early morning hours. The search for clarity became a relentless pursuit, driven by the hopes of a grieving family and a community desperate for answers. Volunteers scoured the beaches, divers explored the coral reefs, and helicopters swept across the coastline, leaving no stone unturned. Yet despite the tireless efforts of authorities and civilians alike, the elusive nature of the truth seemed to slip further from their grasp. Each passing day brought a mix of hope and despair, as new possibilities surfaced only to dissolve under the weight of unverified claims. Amid the chaos, the case became a symbol of resilience for many, highlighting the unyielding determination to seek justice even in the face of overwhelming uncertainty. It inspired ordinary individuals to contribute in extraordinary ways, whether by lending their time, resources, or support to the ongoing investigations. The community's unwavering commitment to unraveling the truth served as a poignant reminder of the power of unity and perseverance, even in the darkest of times. The case set off an unparalleled public response. The media descended on the story, reporting every nuance of the search, every subtle shift in the narrative, and every lead that could signify closure. Natalie's parents, Beth and Dave Holloway, became central figures in the story, conducting their own search operations while advocating legislation to improve safety for American travelers internationally. Their composure under extraordinary stress endeared them to many, and their personal journeys drew thousands to track the developments surrounding their daughter's mystery. Efforts to find Natalie covered vast stretches of land and ocean. Volunteers scoured the coastline, helicopters took to the skies, and specialized teams explored underwater locations near Aruba's coast. Divers, search dogs, and forensic specialists all contributed to this exhaustive pursuit. Relying on faint whispers of clues and incomplete testimonies, the Holloway case held an almost mythic quality, representing a modern enigma that captivated hearts and refused resolution. Years passed, yet uncertainty never allowed the Holloway family or supporters to relinquish hope. Accusations and legal disputes involving Joran van der Sloot continued to arise. Drifting from claims of innocence to different renditions of events, van der Sloot offered details that reignited cycles of speculation. But no credible evidence or breakthrough materialized to confirm what became of Natalie. The spotlight occasionally dimmed, but never fully faded, with new anniversaries bringing the story back to the forefront of public attention. The importance of this case resides not only in its tragic mystery, but also in its influence on conversations regarding travel safety, investigative procedures, and the vulnerability of individuals far from home. The Holloway case highlights the critical need for international collaboration and the human desire to protect loved ones, no matter how large or small the obstacles appear. Natalie's name remains etched in memory as a young woman on the precipice of an inspiring future. Her story resonates far beyond the island of Aruba, threading together themes of hope, resilience, justice, and memory. The disappearance of Natalie Holloway continues to inspire countless individuals to ask difficult questions about crime, fairness, and the struggle to make meaning from unexplained tragedy. As the episode concludes, reflection becomes unavoidable. The story of Natalie Holloway forces us to consider the fragility of our connections and the bonds that tether us to one another. We look back on her life and hold on to hope that someday the full truth will emerge, offering clarity not only for her grieving family, but also for those who have followed this case over the years. Through all this, we remember her not as a mystery, but as a vibrant individual whose potential touched many lives. Her story reminds us of the strength and resilience that lies within the human spirit, even in the face of unimaginable loss and uncertainty. It calls upon us to be vigilant, to seek justice, and to never give up on finding answers, no matter how elusive they may seem. Natalie's case has united people across the globe, transcending borders and backgrounds, as the collective determination to uncover the truth shines as a testament to the enduring power of compassion and solidarity. As we reflect on her legacy, we are reminded of the importance of cherishing every moment with the ones we love. Natalie's story is not merely a tale of tragedy, but a call to value connections, to live fully with purpose, and to advocate for those whose voices have been silenced. Though there may always remain questions unanswered, Her light continues to inspire a pursuit of truth and a commitment to ensuring that no story is left untold. It is in times of darkness that the strength of the human spirit truly shines. Each of us has the capacity to rise above adversity, to transform pain into action, and to turn loss into a legacy of love and determination. Natalie's story reminds us that even in the face of unimaginable challenges, we have the power to create ripples of change by standing for justice, lifting one another up, and pursuing a world where no one is forgotten.